Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 11th of January 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris VK7ZIR with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. HF relays, 1.862 MHz, Graham VK7GS, 3.67 MHz, Dale VK7DG, 7.14 MHz, Ross VK7ALH, 14.13 MHz, Justin VK7TW, and 28.525 MHz by Gary VK7JGD, and locally in Hobart on UHFCB channel 24 and HFCB channel 24, 11 metres with Mark VK7FMAC. Missed it live? Catch the replay Tuesday 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and on UHFCB 24, HFCB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news.
In honour of our good friend Alan Williams, VK7AM, who is now Silent Key. VK7AM, Alan Williams.
Alan was born on the 2nd of October 1935 to Edwin and Cecilia and grew up in Reigate, Surrey, UK, along with his two younger siblings, Anne and Donald. Alan's lifelong love affair with all things RF started before he was even a teenager. One house on his way home from school was adorned with a range of antennas, which caused him to stare in wonderment, so much so that the lady of the house invited him in to meet the one who could explain and answer the million and one questions that he had. And so it began. He was introduced to the man of the house who, by fate, had been a special operations executive radio operator during the war, and guiding and nurturing Alan's natural talent, spending countless hours with him until at the ripe old age of 14, Alan sat for and passed his amateur radio licence. Seeking still more knowledge, and with his father's support, he was sent off to the Royal Apprentices College in Harrogate, where he learnt his trade. Alan served in multiple locations, including Hong Kong, where he met Catherine, Kate, his future wife. In 1965, they emigrated to Australia, where he worked for the likes of Watson Victor, Marconi and General Electric, eventually moving into senior management. He and Kate, with their three children, moved a number of times, always with the one proviso. There had to be somewhere for him to install his ever-growing range of radios and antennas. In the late 80s, and after the loss of his beloved Kate, Alan retired from full-time work, and he opened a small shop in Katoomba, New South Wales, selling and repairing the other love of his life, ICOM radios. Alan also found that his knowledge and technical skills were of value to the Fire Brigade, Australian Volunteer Coast Guard, and the SES in the Blue Mountains, where he volunteered his services up until he moved to Tasmania in 1992, where he was able to continue his voluntary contribution, including teaching, adjudicating examinations, and passing on his knowledge and enthusiasm to others in Hobart, including some of you reading this may have been a student of his back in the late 90s and into the early 2000s. Alan's love of the radio stayed with him in his entire life, right to the end. Alan passed away on Friday, the 2nd of January. He lived at Charlotte Cove.
No contact. Alan Williams, VK7AM, Silent Key. May you rest in peace, 73, VK7NDX.
Silent Key, Ian Eady, VK7 Zulu Echo Delta. Ian became a Silent Key on the 22nd of the 12th, 2025. Born 20th of the 10th, 1943, Ian was licensed in the mid-1960s and became an active member of the WI Tasmanian Division. He was elected to the secretary position in the years 1969 and 1970, and his name and call sign can be seen on the honour board in the Reist Club Rooms. Ian had many interests, and I remember him for his involvement in sailing at the Sandy Bay Sailing Club and ballroom dancing at the Bellevere Ballrooms in Hobart. He moved to the Northwest Coast in the mid to late 70s, and apart from an occasional visit to see him when he was experimenting with VHF helical antennas. Vale VK7 Zulu Echo Delta. From Dave VK7DM, Richard VK7RO, and Lex VK7LW. VK7 Amateur Radio News in print. 2 decades of VK7 history at your fingertips. Given not everyone can hover next to a radio at exactly the right moment each week, and some like to read the VK7 Amateur Radio News at your own pace, the full broadcast is available in text format via the VK7ARNewsGroups.io group. It's ideal for catching up on items you missed, checking call signs and frequencies, or quietly verifying that you really did hear that announcement correctly, and the other advantage is it is posted before the broadcast goes to air. Subscribing is refreshingly low-tech. Just send an email to VK7ARNews plus, that's the plus sign, subscribe at groups.io, and that's it. No forms, no algorithms, no interpretive dance. One extra gem. The groups.io site hosts a complete archive of VK7 amateur radio news broadcasts going back to August 2004. That's over 2 decades of VK7 amateur radio history preserved and searchable. If you ever need to dig up a long-forgotten frequency, event, call sign, or half-remembered announcement, this is where it lives. So, if you like your amateur radio news searchable, archivable, and immune to fading, the VK7AR News Group's IO group is very much your place. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. Statewide SSTV Nights. Statewide News. A busy net night that saw the following participant VK7s. ZAB, TW, ZGK, AX, OO, EV, ZCF, and ZBX all sharing over 60 photos. The main themes were Happy New Year from Einstein, New Year's resolutions for more radios and better whiskey, the latest transceiver from QRP Labs, a QMX Plus that features multiple modes and all 11 HF bands, a WSPR propagation map of the QMX showing a recent contact with New Zealand on the 6-metre band, the Reist ADX transceiver project with an upgrade to include the 160-metre band, a reflex klystron type Varian VA221B, as seen on Reist's WEGs, VHF and UHF quadrifila helix antennas. Other highlights were a 3D printed car mounted for a 2-metre mobile rig, a 3D printed parts for a car roof mounted antenna, the house that featured in the TV series Foyle's War, a home colonoscopy kit, whiskey porn, a sheepish roadblock, a remotely controlled tracked lawnmower, padlocks, and how many can you use to lock a gate? Good advice from IBM in 1979 that computers should not be used to make management decisions. Schrodinger's dumpster that is empty when full. And 73 from Schrodinger's perplexed cat. Again, Tony VK7AX interconnected VK7RJG to his SSTV International Gateway and VK7's exchange photos with PC1K in the Netherlands, SN1KKL in Poland, and from New Zealand, ZL401I, who was first licensed in 1957. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent SSTV pictures the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, then there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. And that comes 73 from Andre, VK7, ZAB. WWFF, SOTA, POTA and IOTA. Weekly wrap-up. Jim, BK7JZ, enjoyed an overnight outing when he saw him activate two summits. His first stop was Sandbanks Tier, a summit offering expansive views across the Great Lake. From there, Jim logged 11 contacts, all on 40 metres, making the most of the band conditions. The following morning, Jim bush-bashed along a poorly marked track to reach the summit of Mount Penny Wisp. Despite the more challenging access, he successfully completed the activation, making 4 contacts from the summit before wrapping up the trip. Praj, VK7MPB, and Kiri, VK7KLB, spent a few days based at the government huts near Lake Dobson, activating. Unfortunately, significant QRM for an inverter at the hut disrupted their original operating plans and made on-site activations impractical. Undeterred, Praj and Kiri adapted and headed to Lake Seal, where they went on to successfully activate Mount Field National Park. Despite the change of plans, both operators logged 8 contacts each, turning a challenging situation into an activation from a very scenic location. Come 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. QSL News, Inwards QSL Bureau Information. The current updated list of QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau as at the 10th of January 2026 is in the email version of this broadcast. Do you see your call sign in the list of QSL cards held by the Inwards Bureau? Do you want these cards? Please advise Herman either way by email so that he can tidy up and remove cards that may be for silent keys and have been held for some time. Send Herman your QTH address so they can either mail them out, if enough cards to make it cost effective, or deliver on an opportunity basis. Also, Herman intends to be at the Reist car boot sale on Sunday the 18th of January, having some items for sale. If you are attending and your call sign is in the list, please let me know by email and I will have your QSL cards ready for you to collect there. Email to westyh@ozmail.com.au. 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the manager, WIA, VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA, WWFF Parks Group. The Summits on the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. That number again, 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. A reminder to all users of VK7RAA 2-meter repeater on Mount Arthur. Don't forget that due to the ongoing problem with the squelch opening, it was decided last year to implement tone access. This will require your transceiver to send a CTCSS subtone of 123Hz on your transmissions. That's 123Hz on your transmissions. This change will be implemented in the near future, depending on weather and site visits. It will stay in effect until we can resolve the interference problem. With the beginning of the new year out of the way, it was time to start settling into the new year with club activities. Last Wednesday night saw Nick VK7WW back at the helm of the TestNet and TechNet sessions after a very short break over the Christmas New Year period. It was excellent to hear local and mainland call signs on air for the session again. There were plenty of Happy New Years and festive season updates along with the usual net chatter. Once again, there was a Discord channel made available for text and picture information to be posted. Concurrently, there was an off-air audio feed provided by Phil VK7ZPD for those of us unable to hear all stations participating on the air chat on-air chatter. Keep up the good work, fellows. Friday saw the first coffee morning for the year with a much more than expected turnout, almost standing room only. Thanks to Roslyn for once again opening up and organising the club room in readiness for the start of the weekly get-togethers. As expected, the New Year break was the initial topic of conversation, covering happenings and some new amateur radio component additions, which will no doubt surface in the ensuing technical nights. The normal midday session certainly didn't hold, as the front door wasn't shut and locked till much closer to 1 p.m. after the last of the members departed. The morning was a pleasant and relaxing start to the New Year Friday sessions. A big thank you to all those members who have paid their 2026 subs. Our treasurer has been very busy writing up receipts. In case you have forgotten, NTARC's 2026 membership fees are still just $45 for a full voting member and $5 additional for each family member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. If club membership is not your cup of tea, we fully understand, and we thank those people who have made direct donations to the club. If you are a repeater user or would just like to support its funding, we'd also be happy to receive your contribution towards ongoing repeater maintenance. Donations can be made either in person at a club meeting or coffee morning, or by post to P.O. Box 275, Launceston 7250. Any donation will be gladly accepted and officially receipted. The annual general meeting of NTARC will take place on Wednesday, the 11th of February 2026, at the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie, commencing at 19:30 hours at 7:30 p.m. Please start thinking about who you would like to see nominated for the new 2026 committee. Club members are reminded that they will need to be 2026 financially current to be able to nominate or vote at the annual general meeting. Nomination forms are available from the NTARC website in the members area for download. For your convenience, the forms are also available from the NTARC club room at the coffee mornings and upcoming club room technical nights. Upcoming events: on-air test and technical net sessions. Every Wednesday night, test net and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7WW. Coffee mornings, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon. Club room technical night is in recess until Wednesday the 21st of January. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address: news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. News from the South: Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. Wednesday Experimenters Group. We started our first WEGS night with a welcome to 2026 and the 160 meter addition to the ADX, or Arduino Digital HF QRP transceiver, that Justin VK7TW had made. This involved another low-pass filter board with new capacitors and three newly wound toroids for 160 meters, along with updated firmware to cover 160 meters. This upgrade is compliments of Richard VK2ARH. We then moved to a review of the latest AR magazine. We reviewed some very historic QSL cards from Dave Thorne's Silent Key VK7ZAI and VK7MR collection. We finished the show and tell section with some interesting valves, including a modern Sharp SM107A cavity magnetron from a microwave oven, a Burl 4651 beam power triode amplifier tube capable of 1200 watt SSB on HF, and a Varian VA221B reflex klystron tube for 7 GHz, which is brand new, and yes, these are valves. We finish with an Australian Space Weather Report, Future Training and Assessment Days and Events. This coming WEGS night is a special one, with a follow-up program from Rex VK7MO on the history and further research into aircraft scatter, focusing on 6 metres. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. The show in the DATV studio gets underway from 7:30 p.m. and is streamed on the Reist YouTube channel, and there is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan development, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. See you there on the stream. That's 73 from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers. January 2026, huge car boot sale and barbecue. Next weekend, Reist is holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday the 18th of January 2026. If you've got surplus gear, mysterious boxes of might be useful one day, or radios that deserve a second life, this is your moment. Want to sell? It's simple. $10 gets you a car boot site. You sell as much as you like, and every cent you make is yours. No bookings, no paperwork marathons, just turn up, set up, and let the bargaining begin. Fuel for both operators and browsers will be available with a sausage sizzle on the day. Snags and bread are $3, burgers and bread are $5, and soft drinks $2 a can. So whether you're buying, selling, socialising, or just coming for the smell of sausages and nostalgia, head along to the Reist and Air Car Boot Sale at the Queen's Domain. Full details are on the Reist website, and we'll see you there. At 73 from the Reist Committee. February 2026, Interpreting Propagation Tools and Space Weather Reports. Is space weather and propagation a bit of a mystery to you? Our February 2026 presentation night brings us Roger Harrison, VK2ZRH, who promises to enlighten us about FEF, FOE, MUF, all that ionospheric stuff. With decades of experience, including his time at the Ionospheric Prediction Service, the IPS, now Space Weather Services, Roger brings significant expertise in this space, pun intended. This presentation will unpack the mysteries behind ionograms, TEC maps, ES graphics, PCAs, solar indices and more, plus online tools and data sources you can use. Whether you're chasing DX, planning portable operations, experimenting with digital modes, or trying to understand why your favourite band just vanished, this session will give you the skills to read the sky like a geek bro. This session will be in person and streamed from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. 73 from the Reist Committee. February 2026, Annual General Meeting. The Annual General Meeting of the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania Incorporated will be held at 11 a.m. on the 15th of February 2026 in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. The AGM will be followed by a free barbecue for members. Nominations close on the 7th of February 2026 and the nomination form is available from the Reist website. And that's from the Reist Committee. Reist Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reist has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. Key dates. Foundation Training and Assessment Days. Held every 2 months, with the next one on the 22nd of February 2026. Standard, Advanced and Regulation Assessments. Held on alternate months, next is the 28th of March 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reist's events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reist.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser who will be in contact. We have learning resources available, including our foundation license training videos that are a must to watch for beginners. Find them on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you're starting your journey or levelling up, Reist is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Reg, 3K7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming month. VK7 regular gatherings, Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net, held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RG on 438.55 with a minus 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a negative 600 kHz offset, CTC SS tone 141.3 Hz, to link RAF north-south, plus VK7AX International SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz. Using Q65-60B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. Reist 6 metre AM net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30 p.m. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC TestNet and TechNet session every Wednesday, TestNet CW course on 3.85 MHz from 7 p.m, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night session Wednesday the 21st of January from 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Radio Repeater Group, NET on 2 metres, VK7RMD, and All Star Node F56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie 2 metre DXNet 144.190 USB. VK7 events, Reist 18th of January, huge car boot sale and barbecue from 11 a.m. after broadcast in the Queen's Domain compound. Reist 4th of February, interpreting propagation tools and space weather reports with VK2ZRH from 7:30 p.m. in Queen's Domain club rooms and streamed. NTARC 11th of February, annual general meeting from 7:30 p.m. in the NTARC Club Rooms, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. And Reist 15th of February, annual general meeting and barbecue from 11 a.m. AGM and 12 noon at barbecue, the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. And a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Repeaters, Reist, NTARC, and in the northwest, thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7JGD. 40 metres, VK7DG. 20 metres, VK7ALH. 10 metres, VK7VKT. UHF CB24 and HF CB24, VK7 FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Scale Reflector 91 Charlie, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for the week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8 p.m. on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to vk7arnews@gmail.com by Friday 9 p.m. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio Newsgroup.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Idris, VK7 Zulu India Romeo, Wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.